You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello, I am Michelle Calloway, your host with Tech with Heart. We are all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a rapidly changing digital environment. And what we like to do is bring experts onto our show to provide value to you, business owners, in a way that helps you move the needle. And one of those ways that we do that is by bringing on experts that talk about different topics. And today's guest is going to help you keep more money in your business. Does that sound good? We actually have Chris Middleton. He is a heart-centered expert himself in the world of taxes. I know I personally don't enjoy taxes, so I'm really excited to hear what he has to say, things that we can apply as business owners to keep more money in our bank account rather than just giving it away unnecessarily to the government. I would like to introduce Chris Middleton. He is the chief tax strategist at his own company called Tax Reduction University. In other words, TRU. True to yourself and true to your business. I want to thank you for coming on our show, Chris, and just say hello real quick to the audience and we'll get right on in.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time and being here.
Excellent. I am excited too, because this is something that a lot of business owners, they don't know what they don't know. So it actually is hurting them. And when you and I first talked, you had mentioned, wow, you know, Tech with Heart sounds exactly why I do what I do. And that's why you wanted to be on the show. And I'm so glad you chose to be on our show, because this is something that everybody needs to know. So the first question is, what are you seeing small business owners doing as far as mistakes that they're making every year that we could possibly be avoiding and saving more money for our business?
Yeah, great question. You know, I actually just had this conversation with a client yesterday, where I had kind of pushed him to get away from the year end, lock yourself in your room for 2 days or 3 days and get your books up to date. You know, I'd pushed him to hire a professional to keep track. And it's not sexy. I say it's not sexy, but it's the real answer. Doing your record keeping and your bookkeeping during the year, real time, every month, knowing your numbers is really where tax strategy starts. And, you know, I pushed him to do that, to hire a professional. And at the end of the year, when we were reviewing the taxes, he's like, oh my gosh, I spent we compared the numbers side by side. And I said, your marketing actually, according to your numbers, was about $3,900 is what you spent versus the year prior. It says you only spent about $192. And not about, he spent $192. So $3,900 versus $192, vast difference. And he said, wow, I kind of done everything the same. I said, I guarantee you were missing write-offs because you were not spending that consistent time keeping track of what it was, what your business was doing. So the biggest mistake I see in the emphasis on small business is, you know, solopreneurs or people that are growing and trying to experience those pain points of growth is they're not putting in that consistent effort, or they don't have a system in place to help them track. And that's where really, again, tax strategy and tax planning starts, is knowing your real numbers and being able to identify what do we need to be doing differently.
So what do you recommend for small business owners, solopreneurs, when it comes to keeping track of it? Is it something they should be reconciling monthly, or should they be doing it quarterly at the minimum? What do you recommend?
Monthly at minimum. I mean, I have business owners that on a weekly basis, they spend an hour a week at the end of their week and put their numbers together. And I would argue the highest and best use of most business owners' time is not the record keeping. So hiring that out and hiring a professional that can manage that and be accountable to you and come back with those reports that then you can spend reviewing that information. It is an investment. And for a lot of people that are bootstrapping or trying to maybe recover from 2020, it seems like, oh my gosh, that's a lot to spend for a professional. But there's incredible value for freeing up your time, removing that stress from your plate psychologically, and having the information at your fingertips to be able to make better decisions when you come to somebody like me, or go to taxreductionuniversity.com and learn, oh my gosh, there's a strategy that I just learned about. And how does that apply to me? Well, where are your numbers at? And can that apply to you? And that's kind of part of my formula for Tax Reduction University. So
let's take it to the next level then. So you just said that if they go to Tax Reduction University, which is your website, they can find a lot of free resources. Is it like layman's terms? Because I know that's another struggle with a lot of small business owners, is that, you know, talking about all this financial tax code, yada, 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 is quite overwhelming and we just don't get it. And so we're just like, deer in the headlights, and it's a fear. And that's one of the things Tech with Heart's here to do, is reduce fear and help business owners feel very comfortable in embracing technology. And what you're talking about is tax code. Some people can do their taxes online, so therefore there's technology involved, but it's more or less a mindset. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, and that's part of my process for Tax Reduction University. I've worked with clients as a consultant and tax consultant to help them trim down their tax bill and pay legitimately less in taxes. And what I found over time is what people need is education. They need evaluation tools to evaluate, hey, I just learned something, so how does that apply to me? And then they need, once they've had it, learned something, been educated, and had the chance to evaluate, how does that apply to me? Now they need execution tools, right? What is that specific next step? And so that's exactly what Tax Reduction University does. I have a monthly masterclass where I give an introduction and give a little bit of that framework. I say, we're going to learn something in this masterclass, and then you're going to be evaluating as you learn. We all do that. We all say, oh, I learned. How does that apply to me? I think at some level, we're all a little bit inherently selfish. How does that apply to me? And then once we've learned that and evaluated that, now there's execution tools and checklists and things that need to be done with the knowledge. So applying that knowledge is really kind of key.
So I know you have a special sauce in your Tax Reduction University that you claim to be able to help small business owners save at least $12,000. You keep repeating that in your copy. I noticed that you save business owners a minimum of $12,000 a year. Can you share a story with us that has proven this? I mean, you obviously have proven it. You're claiming it. So let's just hear from you what your story is.
Yeah, it's not actual tax dollars saved, but I call it the $12,000 write-off your CPA doesn't know about. So this is probably one of the most commonly missed write-offs or deductions. And it's this little thing called the Augusta Rule is the nickname. It's very Googleable. You can Google it and check it out. And what it is there's a loophole in the tax law that allows you to rent your home as long as you rent your home for 14 days or less, that you don't have to rent your home out, or you can rent your home out and not have to claim the rental income as taxable income. So the loophole for business owners is that you could actually rent your home to your business and not as a home office, not as a, like you and I are sitting in our home office, right? But, you know, not as a home office deduction, but as a, as an event specific thing. And so the loophole is you can rent your home to your business. And the common example I give is, you know, let me ask you, Michelle, do you, for your business and your ventures, do you set goals for annual goals for your business ventures?
Yes.
Yeah. How long do you take to typically set, I'm going to put you on the spot here. How long do you typically spend on your annual goal setting efforts?
Oh, I go through a whole process in which I do scour over my plan. And sometimes it can take me up to 2 weeks. It just depends on how much time I'm able to just do nothing but focus on it. So it does tend to give me a mix, takes a little bit more time for me because I've got a lot of other things going. So
definitely. And so I would say you're probably doing goal setting the right way, meaning you're spending some serious time on analyzing what's my why for that goal? What do I want to accomplish? How do I want to accomplish it? And you break that goal down into measurable steps. So you say, this goal, this annual goal might be part of a 5 or 10 year plan for you. So a business owner should be really setting those types of goals and saying, hey, if this is my big goal and the annual goal, and then how do I break that goal down into quarter, monthly, weekly, and daily activity? So what should you be doing daily and weekly, monthly, and quarterly to achieve that goal? So I bring that up and you're like, why is Chris talking about goal setting? This isn't a mastermind, this is taxes. They're mutually exclusive, changing your mindset about how you think about taxes, because a good business owner is going to be spending that time setting those goals. Where does that goal setting happen? Michelle, where do you spend that time setting your goals, if I may ask?
Oh, I actually tend to do it while I'm at home and I'm not at my office, because for some reason, it just, my mind clears up differently when I'm in a different environment. So.
Absolutely. So that's probably true for many of us, is we try to get out of our normal working environment. We try to escape, and our home is often our haven where we can have kind of wall up and spend that time deeply focused, distractions set aside. So the loophole again of this Augusta rule, the 14-day rental rule, is you could, if you're spending that time doing a goal setting workshop, let's say you spend one day setting goals for your business. Well, you do that at home. So the missed write-off or the missed deduction is the value of your home. Quarter, right? Quarter one, two, three, and four. So you have 5 days, if you spend one day on each of those, 5 days that you could be renting your home to your business. Well, I'm in Sacramento, California, and I can tell you pre-COVID, right? We're kind of in that weird point in time, but you know, pre-COVID, I was getting comparable quotes for venues of $1,000 to $1,250 per day for a venue. And what I mean by that is that to execute the strategy, you need to go get comparable quotes for what would it cost to hold an offsite, quote unquote, offsite meeting for one to three, maybe four people, right, that you can bring together for partnerships, or say, hey, we're going to set goals together. Here's how I'm going to support you. Here's how you're going to support me. So you set you get some comparable quotes. You first, you say, what type of an event am I going to have? It's a goal setting meeting. I go get a comparable quote from a venue, a winery, a hotel, an event center, and say, I need a boardroom for the day with audio visual, you know, I need to be able to project my stuff up on the screen, that type of thing. And what would that cost? So I can tell you where I'm at, it's about $1,000 per day is the value of that venue. So now if I say, okay, I'm going to have a goal setting workshop, I'm going to get a comparable quote, and I'm going to have that goal setting workshop in my home, the value, the missed value of that venue is about $1,000 a day. So I have 5 days at $1,000 a pop that I can write a check from my business to myself personally. It counts as a deduction for my business, and I don't have to pay income tax on that $5,000 that I wrote that check out.
I understand.
So if you have 14 days that you can do this, there are people that do a monthly meeting where they host for the day to work on their business with their strategic partners, their manager, whoever that might be. And then there's 12 days at $1,000 potentially per day. And then you throw in post-COVID, maybe you're going to have a big shindig and say, COVID's over, we can all get together and touch each other and give a hug, yay. So maybe you have a barbecue or some sort of business networking event to celebrate and say, oh, by the way, I'm hosting this for my business. Remember, I do X, Y, and Z. Well, that's a business networking event. So if you have 15 to 20, 30 people at an event like that in your home, well, that's a higher dollar or higher value event than just a single meeting with two or three key people. So you can see where if you are educated about the strategy, and then you evaluate, okay, what types of meetings can I be doing in my home, and then have proper execution tools. This is what I need to do before the event, during the event, and after the event. This is a very easy, easy tax write-off that most business owners, quite frankly, are missing.
So that's very interesting. And now, are we able to do it if we rent, or do you have to own the property that you're hosting the event at?
Fantastic question. The answer is yes, you can do it if you are a renter. So if you are a renter in your home, it's not your, you don't are on title and you don't own it. It's still your home. It's still your domicile. And therefore it is yours to do with legally what you wish. So, you know, at that point, yes, you can still rent your home. You'd sublet your home to your business.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Well, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for that teeny little window of hope, you know, like for those people who are looking for ways to save money. You, when you're in business for yourself, it's actually, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities like Augusta Rule that you may not know about. That's why it's really great to have somebody like Chris in your pocket, you know, working alongside you. He doesn't need to be working on your business every day. People like him need to just be in the loop so that when you do send them the numbers, that they can quickly, you know, tally everything up and keep your reports nice and clean. And also they're insightful as to what they need to be doing or helping you do along the year's time, so that you can do things like this at the end of the year by claiming certain business opportunities or event rentals and stuff like this. So very, very nice. Chris, is there anything else that you think that would help a small business owner right now who might be struggling just with this whole like mindset, like helping them to realize that this is not something that they should be putting off? Any words of encouragement, inspiration, anything like that?
Yeah, great question. I would say, you know, start now. I get notices from the IRS from time to time, and my heart kind of stomach kind of jumps up into my, you know, my heart. I'm like, what's going on? I got to get a notice from the IRS, and it's just a routine. Hey, you should be aware of X, Y, or Z. So I understand that taxes are intimidating, even though I do this for a living, you know, but just getting started sitting down and saying, look, where am I? Am I optimized? Do I feel confident? And if I don't, you know, where do I start? And I have, again, my monthly masterclass. Can I give a website for where people can? Perfect. So if you go to taxreductionuniversity.com, you can register right there. It's a tax reduction tax 101 webinar. It's a monthly masterclass. It's the first Wednesday of every month. So, you know, that's going to be on tonight, every first Wednesday of every month at 4:30. And that's where, it's a free resource where I drop tax knowledge every month. And I give advice and say, hey, here's some things that you should be aware of. If you're already doing it, maybe this will help you tighten it up and do it better. If you're not doing it, then this is something that could possibly apply to you. But just get started and evaluate, you know, are you confident in what you're doing? And if you're not, then have a conversation with somebody, you know, like myself, or invest in yourself to learn what can you be doing to get that ball rolling.
Thank you for sharing that, because, you know, I mentioned earlier, Tech with Heart does exist as a nonprofit organization to provide value, insight, encouragement, and helping those that struggle, whether it be mindset or whether it be with the actual technology or the systems or the strategies, And you've been very insightful, very open in sharing your some of your secret sauce with us, which is, we really appreciate it. And it's people like you, Chris, that I'm very excited to partner with our organization, Tech with Heart, because we know that it's one thing to enlighten an entrepreneur. It's another thing to empower them to take that knowledge and implement it. And so with you offering this free masterclass resource once a month, that's awesome and phenomenal right there. There really are no excuses. And I like that. And you've provided a super valuable, you know, commodity or knowledge base for those of us who struggle. So again, I'm going to ask you one more time to share where they can go to learn more about that. And also to how would they reach out to you? And do you offer any kind of a consultation?
Yeah, no, you know, I always say knowledge is not power. Knowledge applied is power. And that putting that knowledge, once you learn something, and that strategy that I shared earlier, the Augusta rule, my girlfriend, she's like, oh yeah, I saw that on TikTok. And I was like, oh, cool. So tell me about it. You know, you got 60 seconds on TikTok. So you learn something. So how do you do it? And she's like, you know, she couldn't answer. She's super bright and very, very smart. But she's like, I just know that you can do that. And I said, so you got a little bit of the education. So now what do you do with that? What do you do to further that education, deepen it, evaluate and execute? So again, taxreductionuniversity.com. You can register for that monthly masterclass. I do offer, I'd love to connect with people. I say, let's grab a virtual cup of coffee, calendly.com. So definitely that monthly masterclass and then calendly.com/cutmytaxbill. Things are rolling out. It is tax time, but I am in the process of building out the courses. There will be, I think, up to 29 tax strategies in Tax Reduction University. And I'm very excited to bring that to the world and provide that resource.
You can also join us at techwithheartnetwork.com online, and you'll see Chris's profile in our members directory. And you can also check him out on our Facebook group under Tech with Heart Network. It's a private group. You're welcome to join us there as well. We hope that Chris will continue to just give value throughout the year as our tax specialist in our Tech with Heart Network. And we're so excited to have him. And if you feel that you are an expert in certain areas of business that you can help move the needle for struggling entrepreneurs, especially as we all come out of this COVID era where many of us were just struggling to survive, please reach out to me, Michelle Calloway, at techwithheartnetwork.com. Just go there and hit the contact us, or you'll see where you can apply to be interviewed as an expert on our show, Tech with Heart Show. And we would like to, you know, continue to just always give value back to our entrepreneurs and help them feel safe. This is an environment which all questions are great questions, and you don't have to feel intimidated whatsoever if you're not super tech savvy. This is a heart-centered, forward-thinking community. So please join us at techwithheartnetwork.com. Chris, I want to thank you again for being here today. Is there any final last words? I know you mentioned the knowledge is power. It is power, but if it's not applied, it's not as powerful. But is there anything else that you would like to say? Last word.
Yeah, you know, I say that the mission of Tax Reduction University is to change the way you view taxes forever. And, you know, it's very empowering to provide knowledge and a different perspective. And then watch when my clients or when I work people that I work with or give that knowledge to, that they put that knowledge into motion. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm saying, you know, legitimately saving money on taxes, because you can do better things with your money than the government. I firmly believe that your family, your community, you know, those around you, to bless and uplift them. So, you know, Tax Reduction University changed the way you view taxes forever. And I'm grateful for this time that we've had, Michelle.
Awesome. So check him out at taxreductionuniversity.com. We'll put it up on the screen for those who are able to see. Those that are listening, it's taxreductionuniversity.com. So check him out. His name is Chris Middleton. He's an amazing human being. We want to thank him so much for joining our network. And until next time, here's to your success.